Hello, readers. Welcome to The Right Kind of Book Talk. I'm your host, Stacey Wright. This is episode 9, the most anticipated book releases of 2025. Can you believe it's 2025 tomorrow? I actually can't, but I am so ready to start the new year. Now, these books have been pre-ordered, talked about at length, and have eager book lovers chomping at the bit to get their hands on. I've also noticed that a lot of books coming out lately are coming out with those sprayed edges, which really adds to this mania of book release time. It might just be the cleverest marketing campaign ever. But before we tumble down the rabbit hole, let's see what books you can actually get your hands on today. So let's start with Break My Rules by Roxy Sloan. That one is a dark romance. Clean Point by Meg Jones. That one is a romance. Definitely Better Now by Ava Robinson. That one is a coming of age women's fiction. X Marks the Spot by Gloria Kao. That one is a young adult. It's Called Murder, Brenda. Look It Up by Dakota Cassidy. That one is a romantic comedy. I actually love the title of that one. The Drowning Game by Barbara Nicholas. That one is a spy thriller. These books are all out today, but I did notice that there are a lot of books being released on the 1st as well, which that's really interesting. But it's a great day for end of year releases, and 2025 is just as exciting for new books. Is there a book you are waiting for to be released in 2025? I know I'm waiting for a bunch. Lots of readers have pre-ordered books, or they have marked their calendar for the books they are dying to get hold of. And as it's edging closer to their release dates, you can feel the tangible excitement coming through Bookstagram, BookTok. It's insane. So I'm going to give you the top 24 books that book lovers on Facebook, BookTok, and Bookstagram are eagerly awaiting for the most. These are in no particular order. I'm going to give you the synopsis of each book, and then I'm going to give you a Bookalorium book rating based on how excited I am for the upcoming releases. So come on, let's dive in. Let's start with this one. Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry. This one's not due out until April 22nd, 2025, and it's in the romance genre. Two writers compete for the chance to tell the larger-than-life story of an heiress with more than a few plot twists up her sleeve in this dazzling and sweeping new novel from Emily Henry. I'm already excited. When Margaret Ives, the famously reclusive heiress, invites eternal optimist Alice Scott to the balmy little Crescent Island, Alice knows this is it, her big break. And even more rare, a chance to impress her family with a serious publication. The catch? Pulitzer Prize winner, Human Thundercloud, Hayden Anderson, is so sure of the same thing. The proposal, a one-month trial period to unearth the truth behind one of the most scandalous families of the 20th century, after which she'll choose who gets to tell her story. The problem, Margaret is only giving each of them tantalizing pieces they can't put together because of an ironclad NDA and an inconvenient yearning pulsing between them every time they're in the same room. And it's becoming abundantly clear that their story, just like the tale Margaret's spinning, could be a mystery, tragedy, or a love ballad, depending on who's telling it. Ooh, I'm super excited for this one. 5 Bookalorians. I'm a big fan of Emily Henry. She has a solid fan base online, and this one sounds great. Are you excited for this one? Next, Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez. Release date April 1st, and this one is a romance. There might be no such thing as a perfect guy, but Xavier Rush comes disastrously close. A gorgeous veterinarian giving Greek god vibes, or while cuddling a tiny kitten? Immediate yes. That is until Xavier opens his mouth and proves that even sculpted gods can say the absolute wrong thing. Like, really wrong. Of course, there's nothing Samantha loves more than proving an asshole wrong. Unless, of course, he can admit he made a mistake. But after one incredible and seemingly endless date, possibly the best in living history, Samantha is forced to admit the truth that her family is in crisis and any kind of relationship would be impossible. Samantha begs Xavier to forgive her, to remember their night together as a perfect moment, as crushing as that might be. Only no amount of distance or time is nearly enough to forget that something between them. And the only thing better than one single perfect memory is to make a life and even a love worth remembering. Okay, well, this one had me at kitten. So that is a definite Viper Calorians excited for me. Again, she has a really big fan base, and I'm super excited to read her latest book. I'm actually hoping to get an advanced reader copy of this one, but right now, none of my influencer programs are handing the book out, so fingers crossed that that changes. Have you read any books by this author? I'm a big fan. Next, Bury Our Bones in the Midnight Soil by V.E. Schwab. This one is a fantasy. So it's like a vampire novel. It's got LGBTQ rep and it's due out June 10th. Santo Domingo de la Calzada, 1532. Oh my God, what a mouthful. London, 1837 and Boston, 2019. Three young women, their bodies planted in the same soil, their stories tangling like roots. One grows high and one grows deep. And one grows wild. And all of them grow teeth. I give this one four Bacalorians. I actually did receive an advanced reader copy of this book, which I am super excited to get to because the author writes Addie LaRue. And that book was absolutely phenomenal. Like, I'm really excited to get started on this one. But because of the way I do my reviewing, it probably won't be for a couple more months yet. Do you read vampire novels by chance? If you do, you should probably give this one a shot. Next, Good Dirt by Charmaine Wilkinson. This one's released on the 28th of January and it's a historical fiction. So when 10-year-old Ebby Freeman heard the gunshot, time stopped. And when she saw her brother Baz lying on the floor, surrounded by the shattered pieces of a centuries-old jar, life as Ebby knew it shattered as well. The crime was never solved. And because the Freemans were one of the only black families in a particularly well-to-do enclave of New England, the case has had an enduring, voyeuristic pull for the public. The last thing the Freemans want is another media frenzy splashing their family across the papers. But when Ebby's high-profile romance falls apart without any explanation, that is exactly what they get. So Ebby flees to France, only for her past to follow her there. And as she tries to process what happened, she begins to think about the other loss her family suffered on that day 18 years ago. The stoneware jar that had been in their family for generations, brought north by an enslaved ancestor. But little does she know that the handcrafted piece of pottery held more than just her family's history. It might also hold the key to unlocking her own future. I give this one a 3.5 Bacalorians. I actually hadn't heard of this one myself, but my classic readers book group has been in an absolute tiz over this one. And no word of a lie, it sounds pretty good, right? Next, Beautiful Ugly by Alice Feeney. This one is due out on January 14th and it's a thriller. And luckily enough, there's not long of a wait. Author Grady Green is having the worst, best day of his life. I bet we've all had a few of those. Grady calls his wife to share some exciting news as she's driving home. He hears Abby slam on the brakes get out of her car, then nothing. When he eventually finds her car by the cliff edge, the headlights are on, the driver's door is open, her phone is still there. But his wife has disappeared. A year later, Grady is still overcome with grief. And he's desperate to know what happened to Abby. He can't sleep and he can't write. So he travels to a tiny Scottish island to try and get his life back on track. Then he sees the impossible, a woman. And she looks exactly like his missing wife. Wives think their husbands will change, but they don't. Husbands think their wives won't change, but they do. Whoa, this book was amazing. I love her books, and this one is one of my favorites by her so far. So if you like thrillers, this one is a must read. It was a 4.5 star book for me, so no bookalorians needed to be given. I got an ARC copy of it weeks ago, and it was probably one of the best books of 2024 reading for me. Okay, so what's next? Witchcraft for Wayward Girls by Grady Hendrix. This one is also due out June 14th, and it's a horror. They call them wayward girls, loose girls, girls who grew up too fast. And they are sent to Wildwood Home in St. Augustine, Florida, where unwed mothers are hidden by their families to have their babies in secret, give them up for adoption, and most important of all, to forget any of it ever happened. 15-year-old Fern arrives at the home in the sweltering summer of 1970, pregnant, terrified, and all alone. Under the watchful eye of the stern Miss Wildwood, she meets a dozen other girls in the same predicament. There's Rose, a hippie, who insists she's going to find a way to keep her baby and escape to a commune. And Zinnia, a budding musician who knows she's going to go home and marry her baby's father. And Holly, a wisp of a girl, barely 14, mute and pregnant by no one knows who. Everything the girls eat, every moment of their waking day, and everything they're allowed to talk about is strictly controlled by adults who claim they know what's best for them. Then Fern meets a librarian who gives her an occult book about witchcraft, and power is in the hands of the girls for the first time in their lives. But power can destroy as easily as it creates, and it's never given freely. There's always a price to be paid, and it's usually paid in blood. Look, I'm super biased because Grady is one of my top authors, but this book was phenomenal. So grab it. It's worth the hype as being one of the most anticipated books of 2025. I actually gave it a star rating of 5, so I should tell you everything you need to know. So what's next? We All Live Here by Jojo Moyes. This one is due out on February 11th, and it's a contemporary romance. Lila Kennedy has a lot on her plate. A broken marriage, 2 wayward daughters, a house that is falling apart, and an elderly stepfather who seems to have quietly moved in. Her career is in a free fall and her love life is complicated. So when her real dad, a man she has barely seen since he ran off to Hollywood 35 years ago, suddenly appears on her doorstep, it feels like the final straw. But it turns out even the family you thought you could never forgive might have something to teach you about love and what it actually means to be a family. Okay, this one is a heck yes, 5 beautiful Glorians. Okay, I do have this one pre-order. I am a huge fan of Moyes. I can't help it, okay? I can't help it. And I would call it a guilty pleasure, but I don't feel guilty for loving her. She also came up a lot when I asked about anticipated releases, so at least her fans don't have a long wait. Like, it's not that long. Okay, next. Death of an Author by Nnedi Okorafor. Oh God, I hope I said that right. This one is a sci-fi and it's due out January 14th. The future of storytelling is here. Life has thrown Zilu some curveballs over the years, but when she suddenly dropped from her university job and her latest novel is rejected, all in the middle of her sister's wedding, her life is upended. Disabled, unemployed, and from a nosy, high-achieving, judgmental family, she's not sure what comes next. In a hotel room that night, she takes the risk that will define her life. She decides to write a book very unlike her others, a science fiction drama about androids and AI after the extinction of humanity, and everything changes. What follows is a tale of love and loss, fame and infamy, of extraordinary events in one world and another. And as Zilu's life evolves, the lines between fiction and reality begin to blur. Because sometimes a story really does have the power to reshape the world. Chills! For the Calorians. Okay, until I put it out there what books everyone was looking forward to, I literally had not heard one iota about this book. But I'm really intrigued now. And I really need some more sci-fi in my 2025 reading. How about you? You gonna add this one to your pile? Next. If you are a Hunger Games fan, you have probably been anticipating getting Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins. I love the Hunger Games, but The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes really wasn't as good as I was hoping it would be. So I'm literally waiting for the reviews on this one to see whether or not I'm going to buy it. It comes out on March 18th and it's considered a dystopian. Can you read this one without reading the series? Yeah, I'd say so, because it's a prequel, so you should be fine. When you've been set to lose everything you love, what is there left to fight for? As the day draws on, the 50th annual Hunger Games, fear grips the districts of Pan Am. This year, in honor of the Quarter Quell, twice as many tributes will be taken from their homes. Back in District 12, Haymitch Abernathy is trying not to think too hard about his chances. All he cares about is making it through the day and being with the girl that he loves. Aww. When Haymitch's name is called, he can feel all his dreams break. He's torn from his family, his love, shuttled to the capital with the three other District 12. A young friend who nearly a sister to him, a compulsive odds maker, and the most stuck-up girl in town. What a band. As the games begin, Haymitch understands he must be set up to fail. But there's something in him that wants to fight and have that fight reverberate far beyond the deadly arena. 3.75 Bacalorians, and the only reason it's that amount is because the last one was such a letdown. But I love Haymitch, so I'm really hoping it's good. Like, I'm hoping the reviews are good, because part of me really wants to pre-order and part of me just can't. Okay, what's next? Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Reid. This one is due out on June 3rd and it's a historical fiction. Okay, so Joan Goodwin has been obsessed with the stars for as long as she can remember. Thoughtful and reserved, Joan is content with her life as a professor of physics and astronomy at Rice University and as an aunt to her precocious niece, Frances. That is, until she comes across an advertisement seeking the first women scientist to join the NASA's space shuttle program. Suddenly, Joan burns to be one of those few people to go to space. Who wouldn't? Selected from a pool of thousands of applicants in the summer of 1980, Joan begins training at Houston's Johnson Space Center. Alongside an exceptional group of fellow candidates, Top Gun pilot Hank Redmond, a scientist John Griffin, who are kind and easygoing even when the stakes are at their highest, mission specialist Lydia Daines, who has worked too hard to play nice, warm-hearted Donna Fitzgerald, who is navigating her own secrets, and Vanessa Ford, the magnetic and mysterious astronautical engineer who can fix any engine and fly any plane. As the new astronauts become unlikely friends and prepare for their first flights, Joan finds a passion and a love she never imagined. In this new light, Joan begins to question everything she thinks she knows about her place in the observable universe.
Woo! That's tickling.
Then in December of 1984, on mission STS-LR9, everything changed in an instant. Five Bacalorians. Five perfect Bacalorians. I love this author. She is one of my auto-buy authors. So I literally don't even need to know what the book is about to buy anything she writes. Do you have any auto-buy authors? Okay, next. The Devils by Jo Abercrombie. This one is a horror fantasy and it's due out on May 13th. Holy work sometimes requires unholy deeds. Brother Diaz has been summoned to the sacred city where he is certain a commendation and grand holy assignment awaits him. But his new flock is made up of unrepentant murderers, practitioners of ghostly magic, and outright monsters. And the mission he is tasked will require bloody measures from them in order to achieve its righteous ends. Elves lurk at our borders and hunger for our flesh, while greedy princes care for nothing but their own ambitions and comfort. With a hellish journey before him, it's a good thing Brother Diaz has the devils on his side. Okay, this one come up a lot in my horror groups, so it has been on my radar for a while, for Bacalorians, but I do need to be in the right frame of mind to read horrors. So, yeah, but I think I'm ready. Okay, this one is literally the most anticipated read of the year, according to my poll. It's Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros. This one is due out on the 21st of January, and it's a romantasy. Thank goodness. After nearly 18 months at Basquiat War College, Violet Sorindale knows there's no more time for lessons, no more time for uncertainty, because the battle has truly begun. And with enemies closing in from outside their walls and within their ranks, it's impossible to know who to trust. Ooh. Now Violet must journey beyond the failing wars to seek allies from unfamiliar lands to stand with Navarre. The trip will test every bit of her wit, luck, and strength. But she will do anything to save what she loves. Her dragons, her family, her home, and him. Even if it means keeping a secret so big, it could destroy everything. They need an army. They need power. They need magic. And they need the one thing only Violet can find. The truth. But a storm is coming, and not everyone can survive its wrath. A million Bacalorians, okay? A million. A million and five. A million infinity. I am so excited. I cannot wait. Like, I literally pre-ordered this book back in March. The special edition with the sprayed edges. It's so pretty. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Okay, next. Deep End by Ali Hazelwood. This one is actually due out on February 4th, and it is a sports romance. If you're into sports romances. Scarlett Vandermeer is swimming upstream, a junior at Stanford and a student athlete who specializes in platform diving. Scarlett prefers to keep her head down, concentrating on getting into med school and on recovering from the injury that almost ended her career. She has no time for relationships. At least that's what she tells herself. I think we all tell ourselves that at some point. Swim captain, world champion, all-round aquatics golden boy. Lucas thrives on discipline. It's how he wins gold medals and breaks records. Complete focus with every stroke. On the surface, Lucas and Scarlett have nothing in common until a well-guarded secret slips out, and then everything changes. So they start an arrangement. And as the pressure leading to the Olympics really starts to heat up, so does their relationship. It was supposed to be just temporary, mutually satisfying fling, But when staying away from Lucas becomes impossible, Scarlet realizes that her heart might be treading into dangerous water. Now, I love Ali Hazelwood. I do. And this one is definitely on my radar. But the last couple of books of hers have been a bit hit or miss for me lately. So I'm literally going to give this one a 3.5 Baclorians because I really need to manage my expectations and not expect too much from her. So what's next? My Friends by Frederick Bachman. May 20th, this one's due out, and it's literary fiction. Most people don't even notice them. Three tiny figures sitting at the end of a long pier in the corner of one of the most famous paintings in the world. Most people think it's just a depiction of the sea, but Louisa, an artist herself, knows otherwise, and she is determined to find out the story of the three enigmatic figures. 25 years earlier, in a distant town, a group of teenagers find refuge from their difficult home lives by spending their days laughing and telling stories out on a pier. There's Joa, who never backs down from a fight, quiet and bookish Ted, who is mourning his father. Ali, the daughter of a man who never stays in one place for too long. And finally, there's the artist, a boy who hoards sleeping pills and shuns attention, but who possesses an extraordinary gift that might be his ticket to a better life. These four lost souls finding each other a reason to get up each morning and a reason to dream. Out of that summer emerges a transcendent work of art, a painting that will unexpectedly be put into 18-year-old Louisa's care. As she struggles to decide what to do with the bequest, she embarks on a surprise-filled cross-country journey to learn the story of how the painting came to be. The closer she gets to the painting's birthplace, the more she feels compelled to unleash her own artistic spirit. But happy endings don't always take the form we expect in this fresh testament to the reformative power of friendship and art. Wow, I cannot speak properly today, I swear it. I gave this one 4.5 Baclorians. I got this one as an ARC last week, and I love this author, so I am super excited to start this book. I cannot wait. Like, I can't wait. I got chills, man. If you didn't get chills, you might want to get yourself checked. Chills. So what's next? Don't Let Him In by Lisa Jewell. Now, this one's not due out until June 24th, and it's a thriller, obviously, because that's all she writes. Restaurateur Paddy Swan was the life of the party, until the day a man pushed him in the path of an oncoming train, leaving his 20-something daughter Ash and wife Nina devastated. Shortly after Paddy's funeral, the two women receive a surprise in the mail, a note, and a package from Nick Ratcliffe, an old friend of Paddy's and a nondescript lighter that once belonged to him decades ago. This unexpected gift draws Nick and Nina closer together, much to Ash's dismay. Martha is a small-town florist with dreams of expansion. She lives with her second husband, Al, her baby, and two sons from her previous marriage. But they never seem to have any money. And with his constant traveling for work, she feels like a single parent, especially when an emergency makes her realize that something really needs to change. But Nick and Al may not be who they say they are, leading all three of these women on a shocking collision course, wishing that they had heeded a warning. Don't let him in. I love Lisa Jewell. She always has that really great atmosphere to her books. I'm definitely going to go broke this year. Oh, four Baclorians. Just take my money. Just take it all. So what's next? Catabasis by R.F. Kuang. This one is like, this is ages away, yeah. August 26th, and it's a romantasy. So this is a story of a hero's descent to the underworld. Alice Law has only ever had one goal, to become one of the brightest minds in the field of magic. She has sacrificed everything to make a reality. Her pride, her health, her love life, and most definitely her sanity. All to work with Professor Jacob Grimes at Cambridge, the greatest magician in the world. That is, until he dies of a magical accident that could possibly have been her fault. Grimes is now in hell, and she's going in after him because his recommendation could halt her very future in his now incorporeal hands, and even death is not going to stop the pursuit of her dreams. Wow. Nor will the fact that her rival, Peter Murdoch, has also come to the very same conclusion. With nothing but the tales of Orpheus and Dante to guide them, enough chalk to draw the pentagrams necessary for their spells, and the burning desire to make all the academic trauma mean anything, they set off across hell to save a man they don't even like. But hell is not like the storybooks say. Magic isn't always the answer. And there is something in Alice and Peter's past that could forge them into the perfect allies, or could lead them to their doom. Woo! I'm super excited for this one. I read Babel by the same author, like I think October or November, and I was totally hooked. So this one is 4.5 Baglorians. Definitely, definitely need that book. So what's next? Emily Wilde's Compendium of Lost Tales by Heather Fawcett. Now, this is book 3 of a series, and it's due out on February 11th, and it's a romantasy. Emily Wilde has spent her life studying fairies. A renowned geologist, she has documented hundreds of species of folk in her Encyclopedia of Fairies. Now, she's about to embark on her most dangerous academic project, studying the inner workings of a fairy realm as its queen. Along with her former academic rival, now fiancé, the dashing and mercurial Wendell, Emily is immediately thrust into a deadly intrigue of fairies as the two of them seize the throne of Wendell's long-lost kingdom, which Emily finds is a beautiful nightmare filled with scholarly treasures. Emily has been obsessed with fairy stories her entire life, but at first she feels as ill-suited to fairy as she did to the mortal world. How could an unassuming scholar like herself pass for a queen? Yet there is little time to settle in. Wendell's murderous stepmother has placed a deadly curse upon the land before vanishing without a trace. It will take all of Wendell's magic and Emily's knowledge of stories to unravel the mystery before they lose everything they hold dear. I absolutely adore this series, okay? I only started it this year, but I'm already hooked. I'm waiting for the whole series to finish, and then I'm hoping that they release like a box set of limited edition covers, because I need it. So please do it. It's definitely 5 Baclorians. Definitely 5. Okay, next. This Book Will Bury Me by Ashley Winstead. This one is due out on March 25th, and it's a thriller. It's the most famous crime in modern history, but only she knows the true story. After the unexpected death of her father, college student Jane Sharp longs for a distraction from her grief. She's become obsessed with true crime, befriending armchair detectives who teach her how to hunt killers from afar. In this morbid internet underground, Jane finds friendship, purpose, and even glory. So when news of the shocking deaths of 3 college girls in Delphine, Idaho, takes the world by storm, and sleuths everywhere race to solve the crimes, Jane and her friends are determined to beat them. But the case turns out to be stranger than anyone ever expected. The details, they don't add up. The police are being cagey, and there seems to be more media hype and internet theorizing than there is actual evidence. When Jane and her sleuths take a step closer, they find that every answer only begs more questions. Something really isn't adding up, and they begin to suspect that their killer may be smarter and more prolific than any of them have ever faced before. Placing themselves in the center of the story starts to feel more and more like walking into a trap. Told 1 year after the astounding events that concluded the case and left the world reeling, when Jane has finally decided to break her silence about what really happened, She tells the true story of the Delphine massacres, and what she has to confess will shock even the most seasoned true crime fans. All right, look, I had no idea about this one until I saw it crop up a bunch of times. It's now been added to my ever-growing TBR list for 2025. I'm going to give it a 3.5 Bacalorians just because the true crime aspect of it don't interest me as much as it probably will other people, but I'm still quite riveted, Okay, next, Beg, Borrow, or Steal by Sarah Adams. This one is due out January 7th, so it's really soon. This is book three in the series, and this one is a contemporary romance. Emily Walker hates having her carefully crafted world disrupted by anyone, most of all her legendary nemesis, Jack Bennett. He's the opposite of the wonderful hero she dreams up in her double life as a romance writer, which is why Emily has perfectly happy when Jack left Rome, Kentucky, mid-school year with his fiance. The last thing Emily saw coming was Jack's return at the start of the summer after calling off the wedding and ending his relationship. But he's here to stay, not only as her colleague, but also as her neighbor. Jackson Bennett is glad to be back, eager to renovate his house and work on the next mystery novel under his best-selling pen name. But when he realizes he's now neighbors with the one woman who has always pushed his buttons, he discovers something even more exciting, thwarting Emily and her petty plans to sabotage his return. Sounds good already. With their chemistry-fueled animosity at an all-time high, Emily accidentally sends an email to their school principal that could reveal her secret literary side hustle. Ooh. She needs to steal back her manuscript, and Jack, she hates to admit it, is just the man to help. Surprisingly, Jack agrees. Will their unlikely alliance put an end to their rivalry? Or could it lead to a steamy plot twist even they never saw coming? So, I haven't started the series yet, but I have seen a lot of chatter about it on Bookstagram. And I might try the series after this book has dropped, or I might wait till it's finished. I haven't decided yet, but it's definitely three Bacalorians for me. So what's next? Our Infinite Fates by Lauren Steven. This one's due out March 4th, and it's a young adult fantasy book. They loved each other in a thousand lifetimes. They've killed each other in every one. Evelyn remembers all of her past lives. She also remembers that in every single one, she's been murdered before her 18th birthday by Arden, a supernatural being whose soul and survival is tethered to hers. I'm already excited. The problem is, she's quite fond of the life she is now in, and her little sister needs her for a bone marrow transplant in order to stay alive. So if Evelyn wants to save her sister, she'll have to, one, find the centuries-old devil who hunts her through each life before they can find her first, two, figure out why she's being hunted and finally break the curse. Three, try not to fall in love. I've had this one on my radar for a few months now. So I'm going to give it four Bacalorians. It kind of sounds a little similar to another book series I've already read. And I think that might be why I didn't give it five Bacalorians. So be mindful of that. All right, what's next? Scythe and Sparrow. Now, this one is book three in the Ruinous Love trilogy. I'm fairly certain it's a trilogy. I'm pretty sure this is the last book. By Bryn Weaver. This one is due out on the 11th of February, and it is a really dark romance. Dr. Fionn Cain is running from a broken heart, one he hopes to mend in small-town Nebraska, far away from his almost-fiancé and his derailed surgical career. It's a simpler life. Head down, hard work, and absolutely no romantic relationships. He wants none of the circus he left behind in Boston. But then the real circus finds him. Motorcycle performer Rose Evans has spent a decade on the road with the circus, and it suits her just fine. Especially when she has the urge to indulge in a little murder when she's not in the spotlight. But when a kill goes awry and she ends up with a broken leg, Rose finds herself stuck in Nebraska at the home of the adorably nerdy town doctor. The problem is, not every broken heart can be sewn back together. And the longer you stay in one place, the more likely your ghosts will catch up. Ooh! I absolutely love this series. I absolutely love it. I don't read a lot of dark romance, but if you want to dip your toe in, I would definitely give this trilogy a shot. And the best part is that each one works as standalone books. Like, a couple of the characters will overlap, but they work as standalones. So I give this one a 4.5 Bookalorians for how excited I am. Okay, so what's next? What's next? With a Vengeance by Riley Sager. This one is due out June 10th, and it is a mystery thriller. One train, no stops. A deadly game of survival and revenge. In 1942, six people destroyed Anna Matheson's family. 12 years later, she's ready for retribution. Under false pretenses, Anna has lured those who's responsible for her family's downfall onto a luxury train from Philadelphia to Chicago, an overnight journey of 14 hours. Her goal? Confront the people who wronged her, get them to confess their crimes, and deliver them into the hands of the authorities waiting at the end of the line, where justice will at last be served. But Anna's plan is quickly derailed by the murder of one of the passengers. As the train barrels through the night, it becomes clear that someone else is on board, and they're enacting their own form of revenge. And they won't stop until everyone is dead. With time running out, before the train reaches its destination, Anna is forced to hunt the killer while protecting the people she hates the most. In order to destroy her enemies, she must first save them, even though it means putting her own life at risk. Okay, Riley Sager is also an auto-buy author for me. So I already have this one on pre-author. It's already ordered, it's done, it's dusted, it's just waiting to be delivered. Do you read his books? This is definitely a 5 Bookalorians for me. I love the concept of that book. Love it. Okay, we're down to the final two. So we have The Crash by Freda McFadden. This one is due out on January 28th and is a thriller. The nightmare she's running from is nothing compared to where she's headed. Tegan is 8 months pregnant, alone, and desperately wants to put her crumbling life in the rearview mirror. So she hits the road, planning to stay with her brother until she can figure out her next move. But she doesn't realize she's heading straight into a blizzard. She never arrives at her destination. Stranded in rural Maine with a dead car and a broken ankle, Tegan worries she's made a terrible mistake. Then miraculously, she is rescued by a couple who offers her a room in their warm cabin until the snow clears. But something isn't right. Tegan believed she was waiting out the storm, but as time ticks by, she comes to realize she's in grave danger. This safe haven isn't what she thought it was, and staying here may have been her most deadly mistake yet. And now she must do whatever it takes to save herself and the life of her unborn child. Okay, and there is another one by Freda McFadden too. This one is called The Tenant. It's due out on May 6th, and it's also a thriller. There's no place like home. Blake Porter is riding high until he's not. Fired abruptly from his job as VP of marketing firm, and unable to make the mortgage payments on the new brownstone that he shares with his fiance. He's desperate to make ends meet. Enter Whitney. Beautiful, charming, down to earth, and looking for a room to rent. She's exactly what Blake's been looking for. Or is she? Because something isn't quite right. The neighbors start treating Blake differently. The smell of decay permeates his home, no matter how hard he scrubs. Strange noises jar him awake in the middle of the night, and soon Blake fears someone knows his darkest secrets. Danger lives right at home. And by the time Blake realizes it, it'll be far too late. The trap is already set. I love Frieda's books, and they rarely disappoint. They are literally like book crack. So both of these are 4 Bookalorians apiece, 4 each. Like, are you planning on reading any of the books I've covered this year? Have any of them stood out to you at all? Were any already on your radar, or are they now? It's funny because I really thought that 2024 was a really great book year, but 2025 is shaking up to be even better in my opinion. Like, I had real trouble coming up with just the top 24 because I actually had a list of 100, and no one has time for a 2-hour show. Or do you? So I'm setting up buddy reads for a bunch of these. So let me know if you're interested in joining for any of the books that you've seen in the top 24. And I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. I have like another 30 planned, so I'm really not going anywhere anytime soon. You're stuck with me, I'm afraid. If you did enjoy the episode, please give me a hit on that subscribe button on youtube.com/@therightkindofbooktalk. You can also follow me on TikTok at right.kind.talk, Instagram at therightkindofbooktalk. You can also find me on Facebook, and that's at @rightkindbooktalk. And like I've said before, you can always email me at therightkindofbooktalk@gmail.com and give me any feedback, or let me know any topics that you're interested in seeing me cover, or if you'd like to come on the show and have a book chat with me. I'm completely open to all of it. You can also find The Right Kind of Book Talk on Spotify, Apple Music, RSS, Apple Podcasts, Player FM, Amazon, and pretty much anywhere else you can find a podcast. Give me a follow on any of these and be in with a chance to win bookish prizes. Send a friend to my YouTube and they subscribe once you've subscribed and you double your chances of winning. Have the reading day you deserve, and I will see you next week in 2025. So this is Stacey Wright signing off from The Right Kind of Book Talk. Have a great day, guys. Take care.